This is Thought My Teeth Would Break the Mountain Down, a The Hobbit, An Unexpected Journey fanfic, written by Little Black Ghost and read by Rena Jenkins. This story is rated PG-13, contains significant spoilers for the end of the 2012 movie, and bears additional tags for family feelings and mentions of pre-canon. Feely's eyes are wide as he blinks down at the eagle below him. He can feel Keely behind him, most likely staring down and debating whether or not it's safe to take hold of the soft feathers. Feely turns his head slightly, and he's right. Keely is staring down at the giant bird, his face filled with confusion and a little fear. Dwarves aren't very fond of heights, let alone soaring through the skies on the back of a giant eagle. Feely turns back, and his eyes land on another eagle, a few feet in front of them. His eyes drop to the dwarf cradled in its giant claws, and his heart drops as his mind returns to him. He feels his hands tighten on the soft feathers, and before he can stop himself, he's calling out Thorin's name. There's no answer, of course, and Feely just stares, all hope and strength draining from him. He knows the other dwarves are staring at him as they soar, but the only one he pays attention to is Keely, as he scoots a little closer, seemingly just coming to his senses. He feels Keely's hand touch his own, just briefly, and Feely closes his eyes. There's a memory running through Feely's mind, and he tries to hold on to it. He can see two young dwarves, beards not yet grown, barely 2 feet high and stumbling around a mountain cave. They're waving sticks at one another, makeshift swords, and they're roaring at the tops of their tiny lungs. Feely, smaller than his younger brother, leaps up onto a rock, waving his stick around in defense as Keely runs at him. Feely giggles as he watches Keely trip, but it's cut short as Keely's head connects with the cave wall. Feely tightens his hold on the feathers below him as he remembers the shocked squeal that had escaped Keely's mouth, then the deafening silence. Feely is pretty sure he's never been as scared in his life as he was in that moment, just staring down at Keely, still and unmoving on the cave floor. He can't remember how long he stood there. All he can remember is Thorin showing up, that disgruntled look on his face as though he just had a feeling his nephews were up to no good. Feely lets out the tiniest breath, as he remembers how his uncle had just picked Keely up and rushed outside, calling on Feely to hurry along. Keely was fine, of course. He just managed to knock himself out, which was a feat in itself, considering how hard-headed the dwarves are. But Feely had been terrified, so scared he'd lost his little brother. Thorin had yelled at him, of course, because they weren't supposed to go too high up the mountain alone, had scared the young dwarf witless. It had been Keely's idea, but Feely never told on his little brother. He was only little, after all, and Feely was older. He should take responsibility, just like Thorin took responsibility for him. And that's exactly what's stuck in Feely's mind as they circle around the mountaintop. When the yelling had stopped, Thorin had pulled the small blonde dwarf into his arms, a rare gesture that had shocked Feely. "I worry," Thorin had muttered. "I worry I won't always be there to save you."
"Thorin!" Keely says. And just like that, Feely is pulled from his thoughts. Keely is already sliding off the back of the giant eagle, and Feely follows suit. Thorin is on his back, with Gandalf kneeling over him. Feely doesn't even look up at the rest of the company as they land. His eyes are trained on his uncle. There's a rush of sound in Feely's ears as Thorin's eyes blink open, and just like that, the fear is gone. As Keely helps Thorin to his feet, Feely reaches out, but pulls his hands back as Thorin bats them all away. Feely resists the urge to roll his eyes, and he steps back next to Keely as he waits for the next step of their journey. The end.